Tonight, if you would take your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter number 1. Romans, chapter number 1, and we'll be reading some verses that we've read many, many times and looked at in different ways. And tonight, we'll look again at some things here in the first chapter of Romans. This is a very hated chapter of our society in which we live because it puts man exactly where he is. It puts him in his place as a sinner. And it puts him in his place as rebellious against God and rejecting the things of the Lord. I entitled the message tonight, Man's Total Rejection of God Proves Depravity. Now, depravity is a big word, and some people don't like it, but it's still the truth that man is depraved. Now, the word depraved means he just has nothing good within him at all. And we believe that the Scripture teaches total depravity. We do not believe that there's a spark of light inside a man. We do not believe that there is a good of man, that you work it enough and you deal with an individual enough, all of a sudden that spark of divinity will spring out and you'll realize that you have some things of spiritual nature. Man in his own state has nothing spiritual at all other than he is an eternal being that one day will stand before God. But we do not believe that man can do anything to put himself in a position that the Lord would save him other than believing the Scriptures, other than believing the Word of God. And so tonight, as we look at these verses that are so very clear, we will find here that man has totally rejected the things that God has given, not only in our generation, but of every generation. Not only in days just recently gone by, but we can go all the way back and you will find that mankind, humanity, has totally rejected the things that God has offered him and given him, and that does prove that man is totally depraved, that he has no hope without the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look in verse number 18 of chapter number 1. And we'll read a few verses here and look at these verses together. And primarily, we'll just be here tonight in the first chapter of Romans and looking at these few verses. Verse number 18, the Scripture says in Romans chapter 1, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, and became vain in their imagination. Their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of an uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and to creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections." And we'll leave off reading there in the middle of verse number 26. These verses here tonight certainly put an indictment upon mankind. It indicts us to understand that God has given us everything, but yet mankind or society and every society has rejected what God has offered unto him. In these verses, we see man at his worst. We see him in his condition as he is without God, and that is without hope and without knowledge and without an abode called heaven. He is making his trip down, and he never recovers from that unless God intervenes. These verses here show us and give to us the stages of world apostasy. How that man that knew God, how that they went totally in the opposite way and in that direction and would not turn unto the Lord. We see man that has everything, but yet he thinks he has nothing. He has every opportunity. He has every thing in his favor, for God has offered his son and offered himself for mankind, and so he finds himself with the opportunity, but he really thinks it's not worth it. He really doesn't think he has anything worth having, and so he turns from God. And that's a terrible place to find ourselves, to be turning from and away from the Lord. We not only see man in that way, where he thinks that he has nothing, but we see man that really he has nothing. He comes to a point where he doesn't think he has it, and then all of a sudden he doesn't have it because he is turned away from God and he turned to idols. When you turn to idols, you don't have anything. When you turn to false gods and false doctrine, and you turn to the different images that man can create, and that's one of the first things that the Lord said in his commandments, that Israel would have no other gods before him. And so that when man turns from God, he turns to idols and he doesn't have anything. He was in a position that he could have had everything, but he's rejected that, and so now he doesn't have anything. And then we see man who has nothing, but he thinks he has it all because he turns to himself. And self becomes the gratification, and self becomes that God of his life, that he puts himself upon the throne of his own heart, and he is his own God. And we call that, in our modern day terminology and thinking, we call that humanism, that man becomes his own God. And so the book of Romans, especially this first chapter, gives us man's total rejection of God, and that does prove to us that man is hopeless and helpless, and he cannot do anything for himself unless the Lord comes and awakens him and makes him realize his lost condition. So I want us to look tonight in these verses, and we see these different stages of life for a society that is without God. In verse number 21, it says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened." Here we find people who turn from God. It's not that they didn't know. It's not that they didn't have the truth. It is those that knew God or knew about God and even knew the right relationship to have with the Lord, when they had that opportunity, the Bible says here, they glorified him not as God. We'll not have him to rule over us, the Bible says concerning Jesus Christ. We don't want him to rule over us. We'll not have this man. And so those folks knew God and they knew about God, but they said, we won't have him. They rejected the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a terrible thing when someone turns himself or herself from revealed truth and knows what he ought to do, but yet rejects what is given in the Scripture. And verse number 21 gives us these folks, and if you have, many of you have a Scofield Bible, Mr. Scofield puts up here seven stages of Gentile world apostasy. These are the stages. These are the ways. This is the work of man that has turned themselves against the Lord, and they will not receive the things that God has for them. And these seven things are mentioned in the verse 21, 22, and 23. Here's how man has gone away from God. People who knew God, they had an understanding of the Lord. They had an understanding of righteousness. They had an understanding of Scripture. But when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. They would not have God be on their throne. They would not let the Lord have control of their life. They would not believe accepted things. And so therefore they rejected and would not accept what the Lord had given to them. I listed some examples here that's all through the Bible of people that had the understanding, had the knowledge, but yet they turned from it. The first one that you can call upon, the first one that you can think of, is the first man that lived, and that's Adam. Of all people that had every opportunity, Adam had the opportunity. He lived in what we would call a utopia. Everything was perfect. Our society today says if we can just make people have a better way of life, then they will be better. Well, you can't find a better way of life than what Adam had, and he rejected what God gave him. He rejected the Word of God. God said, you can do these things, but of this one tree you do not eat, and you do not take that. But yet Adam fell, and Eve was beguiled of Satan, the serpent, and they fell out of the garden, and God put a barrier that they could never go back in to that place called the Garden of Eden. So Adam had knowledge, and Adam had truth, and Adam had conversation, because in the cool of the day, the Lord come and ask Adam, where art thou, Adam? Well, God knew where Adam was, but I'm not sure Adam understood. He realized something had happened, and he and Eve had gone, and they'd made themselves aprons of fig leaves, and to cover their nakedness. And God said, who told you you were naked? You see, Adam and Eve had fallen out of the good things of the Lord. They had rejected the truth of God. If you go on down in time, just a little ways, you find two young men by the name of Cain and Abel. Cain had truth. You'll never make me believe that Cain did these things unknowingly, because he was raised in a home of Adam and Eve, and he was raised just like Abel was. And Abel understood that the sacrifice had to be a blood sacrifice. But Cain said, no, I'll do it my way, and I'm going to give the first of the works of my hands. You see, people are still trying to do that. They're still trying to give the works of their hands. They're still trying to say, look what I've done. They're still trying to say, I have done this, and surely God will accept me. And one day they'll even say that in eternity. Lord, did we not do these many marvelous, mighty works? And Jesus will say, I never knew you. And so we find here that Adam had the opportunity, but he turned from the Lord. Cain had the opportunity as he lived in that home. And I truly believe that Adam and Eve taught those boys about the sacrifice, because there had to be a blood sacrifice to cover their sin, because God took those aprons of fig leaves, threw them away, and put upon them coats of skin that animals had to die, and the blood was there as a token. And the blood is going all the way through from Genesis all the way to the New Testament. And of course, Jesus Christ is that ultimate sacrifice, and he gave his royal, righteous blood for you and I. And so Cain died, or Cain rejected. I find on later down in the book of Genesis, you have Lot, and he turns his back upon the things that Abraham has offered him and told him. And man is utterly failing every test that God gives him. You can go through the Old Testament. Those are just three. Come to the New Testament. I find that there's a man by the name of Judas. He knew the truth. He knew the truth, the way, and the life. But yet he rejected it. He turned his back upon that. And he would not have Jesus rule over him. Demas, having loved this present world, Paul says, he's forsaken me. And so from the very beginning until the New Testament times, and we could go on and on with different folks' names, and we could even include people's names that we know. So it's gone on all these many centuries, people that turned from God. When they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. I think about Noah's day. Noah preached 120 years. I believe that. I believe that the Scripture tells us that. In the book of Genesis chapter number 6, we have the account here of the time right before the flood and the flood. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 1, it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and the daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. They took them wives of all that they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. And so the Scripture says that God gave them 120 years from that point. And Noah built an ark, and I believe he preached and prayed as he built, but yet that generation rejected the call of God. The only ones that got on the ark was Noah and his wife and his sons and their wives. So man is a failure. People don't like to hear that. Our world today doesn't want to hear that they're a failure. But America today is failing. Our world is failing. And it's simply because folks have turned from God. There have been times, been the great awakenings that are given to us in history. You have the first great awakening, then the second years later, where the gospel was preached and people were born again and brought back a country. England was brought back. The great Welsh revival of years gone by that literally took a nation by the throat and made it a powerhouse for God. And now we have missionaries going there. When they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. Now, I understand, I know, I heard the other day on Glenn Beck that he says we're in the midst of a third great awakening. I'm sorry to tell him that is not where we are. And he doesn't have the foundation to have a great awakening. He needs a great awakening. And so we find that America today is a nation that has turned her back upon God. And not only America, but every country. Not only in our society, but it's always been that way. It just seems to be bringing more fruition to it now in our modern day. But we're not in the midst of a great awakening. We may be in the midst of some stirring, but a great awakening is a spiritual work done biblically. It's not a political movement. It's a spiritual movement that is according to the Word of God, not according to other folks' ideas and ways. And so people have turned from God. And that's the sad part. Well, when people turn from God, there's somewhere else they turn. In verse number 23 of Romans chapter 1, those verses we read, "And change the glory of God, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, to birds, to four-footed beasts, and to creeping things." So he's turned from God's, from God, and he has turned unto an image made like corruptible man, made like birds, made like four-footed beasts, made like creeping things. Man, when he turns from God, he turns to idols. Our country, our nation, our world is full of idolatry. Our churches are full of idolatry. Some Christians' hearts are full of idols. They have set things up in their heart that have taken the place of God, and that's what they live for. That's what they work for. That's what they do everything for. And so they have turned from God, and they've turned unto idols. You'll notice here, and I've mentioned this so many times, it's a downward trend. Now, evolution says that we come up from lower to higher. Well, God reverses it here. He says that when you have God, you're on the top. You turn from God, then you begin to go down. Now, when you worship the creature more than the Creator, that means you are an idolatrous individual. Because you have the highest of all things being God, and then they make images like unto man. So you forget about God, and man becomes the God. Well, you go a little farther down, images like birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Creepy, crawly things that we don't want to have around us. And some people worship those things. They've changed the truth of God, the Bible says, into a lie. So they've turned, here's God, and they've turned from God, and they've turned to other things. And the result of that is total ruination. The total ruination. If you read the testimony of the Thessalonians, the Bible says they were turned to God from idols. That's the right order. The missionary that we heard tonight and saw his video is turning people from idols to God. He is taking them that have already gone to the witch doctors and have already gone to the lowest state. They've already down there in the voodoo and in the areas of demonism and spiritism. But he's giving them the light of the glorious gospel, and so they're turning from that and they're turning to God. That brings about salvation. But when you turn from God to all these other things, that brings about damnation. For without Jesus Christ, we have nothing. So people, in verse 21, they turn from God. In verse 23, they turn to idols. They turn to images. They turn to something that can be held and hold on to. Now notice verse number 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. Now we know who the Creator is. That's God. In the beginning, God. That was our Sunday school lesson this last Sunday morning. In the beginning, Elohim. God. And before that, you don't have to worry about it. Because in the beginning was God. In the beginning of the time of earth was God. In the beginning of eternity was God. There's no beginning of eternity. You can't explain it that way. And so, here these folks, the Bible says in verse number 25 that they changed the truth of God to a lie. And they worship the creature. Now, what's the creature? Right here. Individual. Person. We are the divine made individual offspring made in the image of an almighty God. We are His creatures by creation. We are His children by regeneration. But this world of people are His creatures by creation. And so they have turned from God, they have turned to idols, and when that doesn't work, they turn to self. They worship and serve the creature more than they do the Creator. And this is the final step of turning away from God. This is as far as you can go. When you put man up as God, and that has happened in every generation, that has happened, you read history, man has always wanted to elevate himself. The pharaohs of Egypt were considered to be gods. The kings and the rulers of many of the empires were considered to be gods. Old Nebuchadnezzar, as he ruled the Babylonian Empire thousands of years ago, he made an image like unto himself, and he demanded that he be worshipped as what? God. So man has always wanted to be God. He's always going to be co-equal, equal to. But this is the final step, because we've turned from God, we've turned to idols. That doesn't work. You pray to a rock, it's not going to help you. Many have heard Brother Solomon's testimony as he was in that heathen tribe there in Nigeria. They worshipped a rock god. It didn't help them any. And they would sacrifice. It's interesting that people that have never heard the gospel, many of them still believe in a blood sacrifice. Sometimes it's blood sacrifice of their own children. Sometimes it's a sacrifice of a chicken, like Solomon. Sometimes it's a sacrifice of some other animal, but blood's always involved, unless you get to spiritual America, and then we won't do away with the blood. But here we find they've turned from God to idols. Idols don't work. Idols don't answer. And so they turn to their self. I can do it myself. Leave me alone. I'm my own person. I'm my own man. I'll live any way I want to live. I'll do what I want to do. And I don't have to answer to anybody. Ever heard that? Boy, I have. I'll tell you one thing. You're going to answer to God. So this is the final step. After turning from God, always ends up in humanism or to self. It ends up in putting self on the throne of your heart. You become number one. You become the first, primary, individual, most important. Satisfy my desires. Satisfy my needs. Satisfy my wants for anything else. I'm going to take care of me. I'm going to do what I want to do. It's all a self-centered world of turning to self. Man literally becomes his own God. And when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, and all of a sudden, they become God. This is where we are today. Worldwide. It's not just in our country, it's worldwide. Man is his own God. Well, now there's results when we do this. And these results are listed here in these verses. Verse number 21, let's go back and read that. They knew when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. Here's the result. But became vain in their imaginations. The result of verse 21, they were not thankful. Their heart was dark. Here's the result. They become vain in their thought processes. Everything they think about is wicked. You know anybody like that? I was at a place this week, and that fellow that was there, if he opened his mouth, it was nothing but vulgarity. He couldn't say one sentence without using terrible language. Vain, empty imaginations. You know folks like that. So when they turn from God, their thought processes are no longer active as they should be. They're empty. Verse 23 and verse 24, the Scripture says here they are given over to uncleanness. In verse 24, wherefore? First word of verse 24 refers you back to verse 22 and 23. Wherefore? Because they changed the glory of an incorruptible God and made it like idols? Wherefore God also gave them up. They have given up God, so now God gives them up, and the result is uncleanness. They're not nothing clean about them. What I'm doing here is showing you that all these things prove that man is totally depraved. So God gives them up to uncleanness. How's He do it? Through the lust of their own hearts. What they want, their desire. They're the king of their heart. They're the God of their soul. And so God says, I'll just let you have your way. He gives them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart. And then the Bible says to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Verse number 26 and verse number 28. Because they have worshipped and they've changed the truth of God and they've worshipped the creature more than the Creator. Here's the result of this. Verse number 26, for this cause, or you could put the same word as verse 24, wherefore? For this cause, God gave them up to vile affection. Now here God has given them up to uncleanness. Now He goes a step farther and God gives them up to vile affections. Now we don't have time, nor do we probably need to, go into detail of what vile affections are. We know what affection is. It's attraction. And He very clearly tells us here what it is. It's our common, everyday word, homosexuality. Now that's not popular. And before long it will be probably unlawful. And there have been men put in prison and in jails in Canada and other places for just reading these verses. But that does not change it. So they have, God has given them up to uncleanness, and they've changed the truth of God to a lie. And so God's given them up to vile affections, vile, ungodly, wicked. And He tells you what it is. For even their women did change the natural use of that which is against nature. And then it goes on, likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. That's sodomy. And that's the result of leaving God and turning to yourself. No wonder we see it going like wildfire across our nation and around this world. But that's the end result of it. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4 says they're turned unto fables. And I've said it so many times. When you leave God, you turn your back on God, all you have is Mary Had a Little Lamb. All you have is Mother Goose. All you have is little Jack Horner sitting in the corner. Fables. Fairy tales. When you leave God, you don't have anything. Without God, fables and fairy tales is all that remains. And I do believe that's what we see taking place in our country this very night. Is there hope? God can do anything He so chooses. I just try to preach what the book says. Turn from God to idols, to self, to fairy tales, fables. You turn from morality to immorality to amorality, no morality at all. And we're seeing that take place. What can we do, preacher? Just keep on serving the Lord. Because He's coming again. Romans chapter 1 indicts the whole world and proves to us that man is depraved. He doesn't have a spark of divinity. He doesn't have a spark of anything. He is depraved. He is wicked. He is ungodly. And he will die in his sins unless the Spirit of God draw him. I thank God the Spirit does His work. But man's not going to pull himself up by his own personalities and his own ways. Man's not going to do better. Man's not going to get better. Man's lost. Mankind needs God to embark upon his soul and awaken him, for him to understand what he even needs. Man, to his own self, don't even know what condition he's in. That's why we need to preach the book. That's why we need to preach truth. Because this book tells us who we are, what we are, why we're here, where we're going, how to get there. All through the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Romans chapter 1 is a hard chapter. It's a difficult chapter to imagine. But it does prove to us man's total rejection of God. And in doing that, it proves total depravity. I make no apologies. I believe in the total depravity of mankind. No hope without God. He's a dead sinner. He cannot do anything unless God moves upon him first. Thank God that's what salvation is. He came to me. He came to where I was. Thank God He can save me right where I am. Let's stand together tonight.